listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast hosted by Rhys Chanson.
Hello, and welcome to yet another episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast. I am your host, Rhys Chanson. As always, we delve into another Netflix film or series. But today we're talking about a film called The Perfect Find, a film based on a popular novel or book by the same title by Tia Williams. The film stars, a star-studded film, to be honest. It's got the likes of Jenna Torres, Keith Powers, Gabriel Union, D.B. Woodside, Lala Anthony, Janet Herbert, even Remy Ma makes an appearance in this film. The film is directed by Norma Pierre, if I'm saying her name right. Now, it's a very decent film, about an hour 39 minutes long. Now, of course, I have a few issues with the film entirely, but overall, an interesting find indeed. A perfect find. I said interesting find. Never mind. Anyway, first and foremost, this stars Gabriel Union alongside Keith. And my man Keith Powers is young and happens to be the son of Darcy, who's played by Jenna Torres. Anyway, Eric, aka Keith, and Jenna, aka Gabrielle Union. For an old woman, she is looking divine, I have to say. She looks like a drop of wool. No, I don't. Anyway, Gabrielle Union looks pretty hot. I don't know how old she is in actual life, but she's goddamn hot. They did bring out a lot of hot women in there, in their old early 40s or late 50s, I don't know. Like Jenna Torres is gorgeous. Lala Anthony is fucking gorgeous. Like, they're all gorgeous. Anyway, so my man Eric, aka played by Keith Powers, meets this cougar. Let's call her Cougar, played by Gabrielle Union. Let's call her Jenner, because that's her name. Anyway, and they make out at a party, and plot twist of the season. Next morning, Jenna goes to work, and unbeknownst to her, the son of her boss, who was once her rival, enemy, is the same guy she made out with last night at a party. And then it becomes cat mouse type of vibe, where they say, we can't do this, we can't do this, we can't do this, and they keep fucking. And this nigga is eating out this old lady's pussy like nobody's business, my brother, goddamn. And if you're wondering, I don't want to spoil this too much, so I'm gonna be like beating around in circles and not like ruin the whole damn thing. But I gotta say, this nigga's eating out this lady's pussy, goddamn. Damn, this nigga was eating her. Like, the first time they were going in at it, this nigga opened this old lady's leg and he put his face down there. And he was having the munchies, like he was going in at it. You could see it on the face, like, Gabriella, Jesus, you're old. You can't be doing that to a young man. But she did that. Now, I got a few problems with this film overall. Like, for one, if this was a guy, some people have some issues with it. Yes, they would. They'd be like, oh my god, oh no, a Kelly moment here happening. That's not what I'm saying. People would be like, oh my god, you go girl, you got a nice little toy boy. And when an old guy does, oh my god, this guy is a predator. That's what usually happens. But kudos to Jenna for getting her young fit model. And boy, but this bitch had some toxic level, I don't know, some toxic insecurities about her. Like, damn. She was claiming his ass faster than you could say what. And there's some unrealistic vibes about this goddamn film. Like, okay. This bitch, put yourself into Darcy's shoes. This bitch has been stealing the job that you wanted years ago. She was stealing your man. Women, niggas that you wanted her ass. Okay. You start your own fashion magazine. You were boss tycoon. This bitch, after a nasty breakup, mind you, this bitch was in a relationship for 10 years with a nigga, and nigga left her out in the curb. Anyway, this bitch come to ask for a job. You give her a job, and she has the audacity to fuck your son, let alone fall. Damn. I don't want to spill everything. Like, everything. But I want to say that there's an interesting surprise. It's not really interesting. Like, the behavior of Darcy when she finds out certain... Fuck it, I'm just going to tell you. This bitch, Jenna, gets pregnant with this little boy baby. And the grandmother, who happens to be the same age as... Damn, this kid crazy. You mean to tell me you knocked up a woman who's old enough to be your mother and happens to be the same age as your mother and happens to have in the past stolen your mama's ex-boyfriend, probably even slept with your daddy? But god damn, nigga, you brave as fuck. What's wrong with a girl of your age? What's wrong with 22-year-old pussy? You want 40-year-old model? Damn, model that's been used. Hey, Reese, you can't say that. You're disrespecting women. Okay, I apologize. I cannot say that. So I will hold back and say, damn, nigga. But she do a little fine, though. I gotta admit, she do a little fine for 40-year-old something. Damn, Gabriella is fine. She married that basketball nigga. That nigga, you lucky motherfucker. You one lucky motherfucking bastard. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. Back to the story. Where was I? Of course. Anyway, it's just absurd. This nigga slept with a woman old enough to be his mother, who happens to be the same age as his mother, who happens to be enemies with his mother, who happens to be employed by his mother. Fucked her, got her pregnant. And to make matters worse, the age mate, who happens to be the grandmother now, and mother to this woman's child, is cool with it. Now, bear in mind, she says there's a backstory. It's like, oh my god, when I was pregnant with this boy, my mama didn't like this boy's brother, and they didn't show up to a funeral. I get it. You're probably like, what the fuck is this nigga saying? I don't even know what I'm saying either. I'm just saying. That was fucking weird. But hey, as long as you're entertained, I am happy about it. What else was troubling me about this film? Besides the predatorial vibe of the just Gabriel's union character, Gabriel or Jenna persona was given, I fucking love the film. Besides that, besides me saying, what if the roles were reversed? Jesus. What if? What if the roles were reversed? Like, think about it. This girl's mother owns... No, let's reverse it. This girl's father owns a fashion house company of some sort. And this young girl starts dating an employee of the company who used to fuck bitches that her father wanted to do. I don't think no man would allow that in his goddamn right mind. But once the bitch fucked, the bitch fucked. And once a bitch pregnant, you can't do shit about it. I'm just saying. First of all, I wouldn't hire my goddamn enemy. Even if it would make me look fucking good. Anyway, but of course, it is what it is. So, how do we rate this film without being over the top? On the entertainment aspect, it was just like a regular-ass Tyler Perry movie, where black excellence is shoved with the legal or, you know, vibe of making stupid shit look normal. Stupid shit where old vintage pussy, pardon me for saying this, is preying on young dick. And somehow seduces young dick because, let's be frank, old women know how to please a nigga. Because they've been down in the streets. These young hoes don't know a goddamn thing about pleasing a goddamn nigga. Make me a fucking sandwich. This has nothing personal with me. Right, okay, let's just be serious for a sec. How was this film? Or was I entertained for that 1:39? One hour and 39 minutes. Yes, I was intrigued. Was it predictable? Yes, I predicted. I just didn't predict the pregnancy at the end. Like, I initially thought when her old boyfriend showed up, they'd get back together and the kid would move on, but they didn't do that. So it was an interesting twist. Of course, I didn't read the fucking book. Apparently, there's a book about this thing. First time hearing about it. But then again, I'm not a romance buff, so I wouldn't go out in the streets and start reading shit about romance. I'm more of a horror guy. Action. Fantasy. Fun. Not a romance. Anyway, but I don't mind watching romance on film. I'm just not going about to read a book about romance. That's not me. Anyway, back to the ratings. So, based on the romance aspect of it, I'd give it a 6 out of a 10. Maybe an 8. Maybe a 7. And I'll give them props for, like, this nigga was eating out this girl's pussy like nobody's business. Props for that. But the predictability of every situation, I'd give them, I'd say a 4. No, maybe 5, because they threw me off with the pregnancy, so I'll give them that. So it's not that predictable. Only on that aspect. And the fact that the mother ended up accepting the whole thing, that was interesting. Especially on the part where she sat them down and she treated like this, her son, like a 3-year-old. And said, bitch, walk shame, bitch. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Wow. Fired her ass too and shipped out her belongings. That's gangster, man. That's just full gangster. Like, you ain't coming in to take your shit, bitch. You are getting this shipped to your monkey ass. Oof. I expect a lot of animosity, but it is what it is. Hollywood is twisted. Like, how do you accept a woman who fucked your dog, your son? Like, goddamn it, I'm gonna say she seduced your son, but she didn't. The kid seduced the lady. And the way she was on top of him in the first time they met, and she literally slipped from this nigga's arms, and she was like, goddamn. I bet her panties were so wet that she slipped. Another thing, the way Gabrielle and this Keith motherfucking power nigga were kissing, goddamn, that was intense. How do people get married to actors is beyond me. How do you sit in a theater? Like, they always go to these Hollywood events where they show movies. Like, the showing of this great movie. Come watch. They come hand in hand at the carpet, holding hands, husband and wife, girlfriend and boyfriend. And you get to see your girlfriend fucked. Probably making a sound that you will never hear in your entire life. I know what's acting, but god damn, nigga, that's gotta be brutal. And to think, the way she was kissing that nigga, that was some seductive shit. And you out there in the theater with popcorn on your lap and you watching your wife holding your hand, by the way, or girlfriend holding your hand. It doesn't matter. And for you people, I don't know, whatever. And you see them just passionately kissing another motherfucker. Or a nigga grasped, like hands clumped into her bosom, like holding her tight and close. How the fuck do you stay there with awe and a straight face and be like, oh my god, my woman's such a great actor? I would never. I would never. I would be furious. I would be madder than mad. I would be fuming, my friend. But hey, thank god I ain't dating actors or models. Like, really, models take out clothes in front of fashion designers. Like, butt naked and nigga design panties by drop line. I am losing the plot yet again. I always do this. People like, Reese, why do you always do this? You always rate something? And while we're still listening to this great rating you're giving, you skip the personal agenda. Why do you do that? I have no fucking idea, my friend. Anyway, great movie. Great movie. Anyway, goodbye and good riddance. Man, I can't believe how actors do this. Man, that bitch was being, I apologize, Gabrielle was being kissed so beautifully. Damn, I got hard just a little bit watching. I was like, goddamn, this is hot as fuck. The way they were kissing, the allure, the romance, the passion, the beauty. It was the perfect find. I did it again.
Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon, and let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.